Yeah, that was Platypus, three tracks from the new record they came out with a little bit ago. It's free on Bandcamp. That was Action Adventure. Before that, Plant Hit Cargo Van. And then the set began with The Last Rays. Now, we're going to get back into the really good stuff. This is the second section of the music I put together for Cedar Point Halloween Weekends quite a while ago, during the early 2000s, probably 2000-2001. I would DJ this Halloween music on their midway, right above the arcade. It was a really neat little thing. It was all done up. And before that was even pre-Zombotron. So that's how old this is. So it's a combination of I started out DJing it on CDs, and then from CDs I mixed it all, and then I had a little iPod, and then from the iPod I went into a computer, and then 2012 came and they wanted to pretty much change the whole way they do Halloween weekends. They kind of wanted to get away from the classic monster stuff and get into more like, you know, the hip hop, and more like more something more for the kids. And so it was a really great run there for about 14 years, playing music and DJing music. So right now, we are going to get into that second section of music. Once again, this is Zombo in Your Brain, special haunted surf beach party music. So basically, the Platypus record you can get for free on Bandcamp, and also all the tracks I played from Halloween Beach Party are also available. So dig in. All right, here's the second half of that really groovy, cool music I DJ'd at Cedar Point. More Halloween surf music. Next week is all Halloween goth and 80s music. WRCT in the Pittsburgh. And you can get a download of the show for free, too, at zomboco.com. So you can actually download the whole show. All right, let's dig it. the fantastically spooky stuff there. That is the second half of the surf spooky kind of Halloween music that I would DJ at Cedar Point. And that gig ran from like 1998 to 2012. And now let's go back even further. And this was probably 1997, 96, 97, I came out with a compilation called North Coast Kicks, and it featured surf bands from originally in Ohio, the North Coast, but then I ended up actually having like, you know, a lot of contacts in Pittsburgh even before I moved here. So here are some choice, and this is another free record that is on Bandcamp. North Coast Kicks, we're going to kick it off with a Surfaholics tune called The Ghost of Dragster Beach. And you listen to Zombo right here in your brain. All kinds of really neato, cool Halloween music. And we're going to kick right back into this surfy stuff after a couple of these PSAs, which are scary enough.
Are you concerned about the coronavirus? Of course you are. We all are. But if you go to the Allegheny County website at www.alleghenycounty.us, you'll find all kinds of information. Did you know about 80% of the people infected will not need any medical attention and will get better on their own? For more information on that and on how you can protect yourself and on preventive actions you can take to prevent the spread, and if you're sick, how to keep from spreading the virus to others, go to www.alleghenycounty.us. Also, if you're a business or organization that can offer donations of N95 masks, gloves, and gowns, email COVID-19 donations at alleghenycounty.us. Again, that email is COVID-19 donations at alleghenycounty.us. Are you concerned about the coronavirus? Of course you are. We all are. But if you go to the Allegheny County website at alleghenycounty.us, you'll find all kinds of information, such as how you can protect yourself, what are some preventive actions you can take to prevent the spread, and if you're sick, how to keep from spreading the virus to others. To find the answers to these and more, go to www.alleghenycounty.us.
We'll be right back.
Oh, then that is how the album ends, with that really incredibly nice tune by Mike and the Bored Generation. And that was Mike Burkheiser, obviously known as Lux Interior's brother. He actually performed a really great piece on there with his friend Jim. And that was from the North Coast Kicks compilation. Before that, we heard The Night Stalker by Pittsburgh's own Memphis Mike. And with this, before that, The Eye Zombie by Drifter, the loudest surf band I was ever in. People would sit in the back of the club and we'd shut all the lights off, and they had this really cool light show. Yep. Sean Garland, Billy, and Bruce, and I lost about 80% of my hearing from that band. That set began with the Surfaholics doing Ghost of Dragster Beach. You're listening to Zombo right here in your brain. We are winding down this whole surf horror Halloween extravaganza. So once again, most of this stuff that I played, obviously the things the big long pieces of things that are all mixed together, was stuff like The Ventures, The Fathoms, Satan's Pilgrims, and mostly that, and some other bands. And then the rest of the stuff was taken from bands I was in and compilations that I have put together. And all of that stuff's available on Bandcamp. Platypus is available for free. Halloween Beach Party is available for free. And North Coast Kicks. North Coast Kicks is available for free. And Graveyard Rockers is up there for full Halloween stuff. All of that band's up there. King Dapper Combo is up there. All of that stuff. Just snooze around. And you'll find the Hillbilly Varmints are up there too. So we're going to wind down the show with a thing that Vertigogo, we always played to close a show. And that was called Martian Ripper. And it is my favorite Martian smashed together with Link Ray's Jack the Ripper. WRCT Pittsburgh, I remain in your brain. We'll be right back.
Play With Words, the show about language and how we use it. I'm Grant Barrett.
And I'm Martha Barnett. Today, we're listening back to some of our favorite discussions with some of our youngest listeners. Kids do have a way of making you take a new look at words and phrases you've taken for granted your whole life.
Martha, do you remember that call we had from John, the fifth grader, who was curious about...
Oh my gosh, John. Oh gosh, how could I forget?
Hello, you have a way with words.
Hi, I'm John, and I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
Well, welcome to the show, John.
Hi, John. We're glad to talk with you. What's going on?
Well, first, I'm honored to talk to the Duchess of Dictionaries and the Sultan of Slang.
The what of slang?
The Sultan of Slang and the Duchess of Dictionaries.
Well, I'm happy to talk with the Wizard of Words on the line. What'd you call us for, Wizard?
I was watching TV and, well, they described a character as a loose cannon. I know it has something to do with a real smart trap, i.e. someone who's a little bit of a smart aleck, but that's all I can think of.
Oh, wow. Okay, so somebody was described as a loose cannon. And
yeah, they were a little bit of a hothead, mm-hmm. always making sarcastic remarks.
Uh-huh.
So that gave me a clue.
Yeah, what were you watching? What was happening on the show?
Well, an announcer was, like, describing a character, and this wasn't a live-action show. It was, like, an anime, and, well, they were just describing a classic announcer character, mm-hmm. as they called him. Was like describing being a character as they were stepping onto the stage.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Well, you know, if we tell you a little bit about the history of this expression, it might make more sense to you. Would you like to hear that?
Sure. That would be very handy.
Well, think back to those old wooden ships hundreds of years ago.
Yeah.
You know, the ones with the tall sails.
Like, they might need to have cannons in case, like, pirates try to invade their ship. They can knock them out before the pirates get there.
Yes, sir. Some of those ships had cannons on board to fire at other ships or enemies. And in those days, John, the cannons were mounted on wheels so they could be moved back and forth on the deck while you were shooting them and then loading them and shooting them and loading them. And usually those cannons...
So it's like... So those cannons were constantly firing off, and I think that was used as like a metaphor for like a constantly firing off mouth. Because it was, you know, constantly firing everything out. You know,
that's a great guess.
Was constantly firing out like all those cannons on that ship.
Well, you're right that it's a metaphor, but, you know, usually when they weren't using the cannons, those cannons were securely fastened to the ship. But imagine if they came loose, if say, the ship got into a bad storm at sea and, you know, just riding the seas like a roller coaster. You don't want that cannon to become loose, because if it does, you can imagine what would happen, right?
Kaboom, 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 you're sunk.
Pretty much. Even if the cannons aren't loaded, they could go rolling along and hurt somebody or slam into another part of the ship and damage it. And so you're absolutely right, John. It's a metaphor for somebody who's unpredictable or uncontrollable, just like a cannon rolling around on one of those ships when it's not supposed to.
You never know if it's going to accidentally fire, what it's going to crash into next, and who is going to get bumped into and knocked over.
Bingo.
Who's going to get knocked over. That's
right. Bingo.
So, yeah, don't be a loose cannon if you can help it.
Yeah, try not to.
John, you really do seem to have a way with words.
Absolutely.
I get that a lot. I just have a large vocabulary.
I kind of always have. Yeah, sounds like it.
sounds like you
definitely are a word wizard. I really appreciate you calling us. And you know what? I invite you to call us again sometime, okay?
Plus, I have stereotypical word nerd glasses.
Oh, those are...
That kind of gives it away.
Yeah, me too.
It kind of gives it away.
Me too. Nerds unite.
So do I.
That's how we hide our secret identities. All right, take care of yourself, John. It was a real delight to talk to you.